it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080. Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Ryan, I read the opinion on the cheerleader case.
Oh, you did?
What or at
you
least think? Most of it. 8-1, Supreme Court said schools can regulate off-campus speech if it threatens school security, involves harassment of students, or harassment of teachers. But you can't just regulate it just because it's criticism. Because she did it on Snapchat to a private group of friends and criticized the team, that's protected speech, even though she was cursing. Do you like that? Yeah,
you confused me there for a minute where it said you couldn't criticize another student, but yet
didn't
she
say
was
criticize, kinda... harass.
Harass.
Harass so or what... threaten.
So they she
criticized the fact that some girls made the team and she didn't. But she didn't say, like, she didn't harass them as individuals.
Gotcha.
Like said, okay. Go beat them up or something.
Make
like
it
that.
Personal attacks or something.
Yes. So there you go. Secondly, remember another case we talked about on here? The case of if somebody was chasing you for speeding, could they then go into your home and search your home? You remember
right.
that? We talked about that.
Yep.
Right.
Supreme Court says 9-0. That you don't, just because they're trying to pull you over for speeding, then get to search somebody's home. You can only do so when you believe there is a major crime taking place, and you have to have probable cause to do that.
I like that, pretty too. Good.
So those are two. Those were exactly what you all said in both of those, and you ended up being correct.
So I think the moral of the story is Ryan and I deserve to be on the Supreme Court.
Well, I think Drew said the same thing.
And
you,
Drew.
I wasn't on the school one with the Snapchat, but the other one I was also with you all.
So there you go.
All three of us. All four of us.
And those were 8-1 in one of them and 9-0 in the other. So everybody agreed. Isn't that nice?
Yep.
Harrison Ford has suffered a major shoulder injury on Indiana Jones 5 that will lead to a delay in the movie.
Man.
How old is he?
Is he doing his own stunts?
Well, you know, remember a couple years ago, he had a plane wreck. He was driving a plane, piloting a little small plane, Drew, and wrecked it on a golf course, I think.
I mean, how is he doing his own stunts, though, as Drew pointed out?
First of all, how old is he?
He's got to be close to 80.
70, I'd say 78.
78?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, I like Indiana. Do we need a fifth Indiana Jones?
Yeah, of course we do. Why not?
But do you believe a 78-year-old man is still doing Indiana Jones things?
Swinging from a rope?
More power to him if he is, man. Yeah.
So you all are all in on Indiana Jones 5.
Got the old man strength.
Drew? I mean, if he's already hurting himself in filming, maybe. I don't know that Indiana Jones is what he used to be. But I'll watch it. I like the old ones.
Well, they tried to do the young Indiana Jones TV series, and that sucked. That just fell flat.
Because it just didn't. Because you didn't like that it didn't have
Harrison Ford.
You wanted Harrison Ford,
right? and it wasn't good.
All right, I'm just saying, I'm kind of leaning towards Drew. I feel like there comes a point that you can no longer be Indiana Jones.
Get to hang up your whip?
I think you got to be Indiana Jones's dad, and then you're hanging out with young, you know, Nebraska Jones or something like that.
What would that be like? Hanging out, fighting people in cornfields?
No, I mean, it's like, well, wasn't there an Indiana Jones where Sean Connery was his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're just, character. Now Harrison is just the dad of the next one.
Okay. I don't think it would work, but they may do that next.
Well, they're going to have to do something because his shoulder's hurt, and he can't walk around
home,
in
Jones.
A sling. So I went and looked, Ryan, at to Jerry's point about the transfers, and I went to Bruce Feldman's list. And can I tell you a couple things about it?
Yeah.
First of all, Wandale Robinson is ranked 10th on the list. Okay. So I think we would consider him a pretty big transfer for us. Would you agree?
I'd say he's a monster transfer.
So he's ranked 10th. So that just gives you some perspective. There are only four quarterbacks ranked higher than Will Levis. Can I tell you where those four quarterbacks are going?
Yes.
One transferred to Notre Dame and is going to start. He was the number one ranked. The second one transferred to Florida State and will start. The third one transferred to Utah and will start. And the fourth one transferred to Texas Tech and will start. So if Levis were to not start, Ryan, he would be the highest ranked transfer to not start at his other school, which I think showcases that he's a pretty good transfer.
Yeah, put it in that perspective and you realize how important to get him to transfer here. And if in fact he ends up being our starter, as we think so, makes all sense.
Here is where the guys ranked just below Will Levis transferred to. TCU, Missouri, USC, Nebraska, Florida, Florida State again, USC, Oklahoma, SMU, Iowa State, Auburn, and then there's a Western Kentucky. Those are people ranked below the guy going to Kentucky, including two guys going to Oklahoma. So, Ryan, maybe you still do or don't believe in Will Levis, but there's nothing about where he's ranked on that list that should make you feel anything but positive about him. Is that fair?
Yeah, you should be excited about him being here, ranked where he is, and you hear the guys ahead of him where they went and that sort of thing. Absolutely, you get excited about it.
One of those quarterbacks in front of him, the one transferring to Florida State, is Mackenzie Melton, who got Heisman votes just a year or two ago. So, I mean, even the guy ranked ahead of him in the QB spot was one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
So, my view about this is Joey Gatewood, if he's good enough to beat him out, then I'm excited about it. I think what Ryan has said a few times is correct. There's a decent argument that we have three quarterbacks that are better just as a pure quarterback talent than the quarterback we had last year. And that's no offense to that guy because he won us a lot of games. But, Ryan, if you're just talking quarterback talent, we might have three guys better than the one we had last year.
Yeah, and you know, no disrespect to Terry Wilson at all, even Steven Johnson. But we got to go back several years, I think, to look at a quarterback as good as we've got coming in, I think. In that quarterback room, how good it is the best maybe it's ever been.
So I'm excited about it. You don't have to be if you don't want. Casey, go ahead, Casey.
Hey, good morning, Matt Jones. How are you fellas doing today?
Good morning. What's up?
So I just have a couple things. I wanted to give my condolences to Miss Tyler, losing her father for Father's Day. This is terrible, and I just wanted to let her know we're praying for her.
That's very kind of you.
I want to talk a second about this Reed Shepherd thing. I have a little interesting perspective because I go to physical therapy weekly, and I get to talk to a lot of older people in physical therapy. And I love Calipari more than anything. You know, I've been there. I was there all season, do or die. Cal's got to get this kid, though, I think, because I think it's going to cause a lot of turmoil if he don't.
Well, Casey, nice to hear from you. I agree. I mean, there is a sense, Ryan, I think a lot of older fans, let's talk about the older fans, many of whom are listening. There is a sense that a lot of them have always been more frustrated with Cal than the younger ones. And I think part of it is something that they're just going to have to get over, which is the fact that the one and done era, like, we're never going back from that. So they don't love that, but they're blaming Cal instead of really just the system. But then you throw in the fact that he has such a focus on the NBA. You throw in the fact that he doesn't recruit Kentucky kids. You throw in the fact, you know, some of them got mad about kneeling. The Reed Shepherd thing, I do think, matters to those people a lot because that generation really liked Jeff Shepherd, Ryan. And I do think that it's probably they're going to be even more caring about it than the younger folks.
I think there's a lot of truth in what you just said right there. And the fact that the older generation, you know, my age and maybe older, they've got this fondness for they want a Kentucky kid on that roster every year. They just that's just something that they strive for. Now you've got this Kentucky kid who's obviously a great player, a legacy recruit where his mom and dad both played there. I think you're right. I think that just adds to the frustration of a lot of fans.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's good or not, I think Casey's right that that will be, you know, it's very easy for whatever level of fan you are to feel like everybody else is like that. So the Twitter generation thinks they're a sort of group of fans. Then there's a fan group younger than that, the TikTok generation. And then there are the fans that are on message boards. And then there's the fans that aren't on anything. I think there are, though, Drew, a huge group of fans that will care about this Reed Shepherd thing more than they have cared about any recruit in a while.
And it's already showing. I mean, the Reed Shepherd exhaustion is going to set in pretty quickly because, I mean, his name is being mentioned everywhere. I know it's hot right now because he's playing with all the summer stuff going on, but he is going to be talked about daily until he makes that decision, and there will be people groaning that UK is not recruiting, people begging that UK is recruiting him. It is just getting started.
When the viewers, this Ryan, when we were down at the 13th region tournament, a lot of that was driven by him. And the viewers for those games we did, there were a lot of them.
There's no doubt. He's, you know, I think Jack Pilgrim, the post he had on KSR the other day, he talked to a college basketball coach about Reed Shepherd, and he said, hey, Reed's not up to the Rex Chapman level yet, but he's getting there. And I think that kind of indicates the madness that's going to happen in the last 2 years on the recruitment.
Yeah, it's not Rex
kid.
In terms of talent or hype, but the hype may get close.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. It's getting there with the hype.
Brian, what's up, Brian? Brian. Okay.
Sounds like he's there.
All right. Hi, Brian. Okay, we'll go to Jared. What's up, Jared?
Hey, man. First time on time.
Hoo-ah.
I just wanted to give you an insight on the Redneck Rave, if you don't care.
Go for it. Were you there?
I was not there. I actually went 2 weeks ago to ride, but I wasn't going to mess with the people up there this weekend. But it actually butts up against Mammoth Cave National Park down there, and there is a really deep hole that they have a rope tied to that you can climb down the bottom of. And I've heard a couple stories already that back a few weeks, one guy actually climbed down there and wound up falling and actually died.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me there's a hole at the Blue Holler Campground?
Off-road park, yeah.
The Blue Holler Off-Road Park. There's a big old hole. And you can rope down and then rope up, right?
Yeah, it's got like a rope tied to a tree.
Oh, it's tied to a tree.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
Right, and you sit down on this ledge and walk down into this hole that there's supposedly no bottom to. But an old boy got drunk one day and fell in, and I reckon he died.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to go on record, Shannon, as saying I will not be going down a rope tied to a tree at the Blue Holler Campground. Are you going to do that?
I don't think so. What could possibly be down there that would be that rewarding?
Is it? Do you just go down there and then come back up? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, there's like when you get off the ledge, you know, you can walk down to where it gets dark, but you probably don't want to go any further than that because you don't know what's down there. But it's about 25, 30 feet down, you know, to the bottom of that ledge.
When you say you don't know what's down there, it's dark. It's like, is it a cave?
Well, I mean, it's a hole in the ground, but essentially, yeah, it's a cave.
Huh. I'm going to guess some rocks, probably a lot of dust. What else would be down there?
If you throw a rock down there, you can't hear it hit the bottom.
Well, then that's more than 30 feet. I mean, that's a lot.
No, when you get to the dark side of the hole.
Oh, man. Well, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call. I mean, think about that for a minute. That's so there's just a hole.
Can't shine a light down it?
Well, not that deep.
If you have a strong light, you could.
But that's a heck of a thing to decide you want to do. There's a hole, Ryan, where you can't see to the bottom. It's just next to a tree tied a rope at Blue Holler Campground. And you're just going to go down. I'm sure there aren't professionals operating that rope.
No.
You don't buy a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan,
it's Johnny who's all jacked up on
it. Luck to you, man. Yeah. But, like, I'm not getting close to that hole, are you?
No. And if the guy that fell in, I guess, how can they even retrieve his body if it doesn't have a bottom, just keeps going? Is it guy still down there?
Well, it doesn't go forever. It had, I think
it's out on the other side.
I mean, it didn't end up in China. I mean, like, it's like he goes.
Who's going to go get the body?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's a fair question. I'm just saying it doesn't go forever. Drew, would you go down the hole?
I'd probably sit that one out. I'd think about it, but no.
Shout out to the Raceland girls basketball team that is eating in the bar right now.
Looking at them right now.
Yeah, they're right behind us. They're the Raceland Lady Raceland. Rams are here.
Boyd County.
They've been down camping at Transy. Thought they'd come have some lunch.
Well, I hope they enjoy. We'll take a break. 502-571-1080. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080. Or send us the Kentucky brand at KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
So apparently they already did the Indiana Jones kid movie. I guess that was Indiana Jones 4.
No, that's not right.
They said Shia LaBeouf was Indiana Jones kid.
I think that was a TV series.
Oh. Well, that's not the same. You got to do it in a movie.
Right.
More production value.
Crystal Skull was part 4. That was with Harrison Ford.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, Temple of Doom's the best. It's creepiest.
He was in Crystal Skull. That's the Shia LaBeouf one, isn't it? Pretty sure it is.
He may have been in it, but I mean, Harrison Ford was in it as the lead.
One person writes, Matt, what are your thoughts about Clay Travis now that he's following you on the radio? I wish him the best. I am pro this company doing well. So I wish him the best.
What a team player.
I mean, I'm not going to listen to him. But
you can stop there. You said something nice.
Well, but you were trying to act like let's not go too far. It's going to be in all seriousness, that's going to be a tough gig following Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh, one of the two most successful people in the history of radio. It's going to be tough gig. Wish him the best. 502-571-1080 at KY Sports Radio. One person says, Matt, if Cal thinks Shepard is not a UK quality player, would you still take him to appease the fans?
Well, I think there is that perception thing that you've got this great player and he let him out of state to go play for somebody else. So just for perception purposes.
Well, first of all, let me say this. He is a UK quality player. He is.
Yep.
Is he a UK quality starter with the way Cal does things? That I don't know. Do I think he can be a UK quality starter? Yes, I do. Is he a come in as a freshman and start? I'm not sure if he is. We'll see. That's what this summer will tell us. But Ryan, we know that Cal does not like to recruit guys who are not guys he thinks could come in and start as freshmen. He just doesn't like it. He doesn't do projects here. And if he does, it's almost always Ryan, a big man. You know? Has he ever recruited a guard that was a project? Maybe Dominique Hawkins?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. And I think, don't you think Cal has found the advantage of getting 2- and 3-year players now when in the past I don't think he was all for it, but now I think he sees the advantage of that.
Yeah, but look who he's recruiting, Drew, in the 2022 class. He's back to recruiting top 20 kids.
The transfer market's still going to be wide open, so he has that route too, and I really think Cal is going to focus on that more than he ever has in the past.
Well, that's another question. Take Reed out of it for a second. let's say you want to go get top 20 guys. But, Ryan, which would you rather get to fill out your roster, juniors and seniors that you know how good they are, or go get a freshman that might be good in 2 or 3 years? I think most coaches will choose to go get the junior or senior that they know how good they are.
Yeah, and we kind of see what Cal did with this roster we got coming up this year.
What about, wouldn't you rather have that, to be honest?
Yeah, I think you would.
Would you rather have Kellen Grady and C.J. Frederick, or would you rather go take a freshman?
After what we saw some of the freshmen fizzle out last year, I'm definitely pro-transfer with those guys.
Here's how I think it's going to play out. It's all going to be about what he does this summer. And next summer, but really this summer, Drew. If he lights it up this summer and goes from ranked 40th to 20th, Cal will go all in on it. If he doesn't, Cal probably won't offer till next summer, and we'll have a year of people complaining. Would you agree with that?
I think so. And, you know, UK has a built-in head start with the UK connections with Reed's parents. But, you know, if they don't get onto him now, they're going to lose that head start, and they'll be right there, maybe behind a lot of these schools that have already seen him this past weekend and stand in close contact, other than just a little text message or whatever UK's done so far.
And I think, you know, Joel Justice was recruiting him a little more than they're recruiting him right now before Joel left.
Yeah, but that's – I mean, they know how to get in touch with him.
Sure.
I mean, if they want to get him, they will. Steve, what's up, Steve?
Hey, Matt, I just want to bring up the Keith Whitley Memorial Motorcycle Ride that will be coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I've just heard you talk about it last year and past couple of years, and just want to get the word out there. It's a real good event. It's in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. It's a Red Roof Inn.
All right, I appreciate it. It's in where is it again?
It's in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, at the Red Roof Inn. It starts Friday afternoon.
All right, there you go. For the Keith Whitley, where do you go from Goodlettsville to where?
Well, they lead onto a motorcycle ride. It's a memorial motorcycle ride in classic cars, and they take a ride to the cemetery.
Gotcha.
And they
gotcha.
have a lot of country entertainers, singers all perform there, and it's a big tribute to Keith Whitley. It's really
fantastic.
That sounds
awesome. All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know. Hit the road with Don Franklin's family of dealerships and save big. Visit DonFranklinAuto.com to find your new ride today. Don Franklin wants to buy your car. They'll offer you $1,000 more for your trade. They do pay more at Don Franklin. They've made selling your vehicle easier with the Franklin Fast Cash. Enter your VIN number, and you will get an offer immediately. It's DonFranklinAuto.com. Whether you want to buy or sell, there's no better place to deal with cars than Don Franklin. I sent you all a picture of the Redneck Rave. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I just looked at it.
A lot of cars. You know what else there's a lot of?
Dirt.
RVs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. What a shock.
I fought with the devil. Got down.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Calling all racers, because you got a heart so big, it could crush.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
So this is the song I was talking about, Shane. I don't consider this one of his big hits, but I really like it.
Yeah, he's got so many songs. I mean, even the deep cuts were good.
Yes. A lot of great ones. 502-571-1080. If you're in recovery from substance use disorder, looking for a new career, the Kentucky Comeback Initiative, powered by the Kentucky Chamber, believes you deserve a second chance for employment at a place you'll love. Employers all across Kentucky are willing to give you a chance to turn your life around. We've had a lot of success stories just from people who heard on this show. That can be you as well. Go to KentuckyComeback.com. Positions available for a wide variety of skills, education level, and work experience. One person writes, Matt, what about Tyler Hero? Same basic ranking as Reed Shepard. If it worked with him, why wouldn't it work with Reed? Okay, but here's the thing about that. I could give you the same thing about B.J. Boston. Well, B.J. Boston was great. I mean, was ranked fifth. So should we always take the guy who's ranked fifth? And you'd probably go, well, no, we can't just take top guys. Look what happened with B.J. Boston. I mean, the question is whether or not Ryan, Cal thinks he's good enough. Cal believed in Tyler Hero. He looked at that kid and said, you're an NBA player. I don't care what you rate. And he was. Does he believe in Reed Shepard? Only he knows the answer to that question, Ryan. I don't. But I think that'll determine what he does.
And like you pointed out, you know, this summer, that the coaches get out and watch these kids play now in high-level competition in summer ball and AAU ball. They'll get an idea how Reed can do against teams outside of the 13th region. So, and I personally think he'll be able to, he'll do it.
I think he'll be able to do it as well. But I also, Drew, want to see it. Because really, because there was no summer ball last year, he's basically only played against the 13th region, Lexington and Louisville, that we've seen. Now he's going to go this summer and play against the best. We're going to have people there at every one of his games. If he does it this summer, then I'm on board. Let's just see if he does. And I think there's nothing wrong with kind of seeing if he does. With that said, Louisville and Virginia took the bet that he's going to do it and have already offered it.
Yeah, I'm okay with UK being patient. The only thing that worries me is that Louisville and Virginia and others are already all over him, and you're kind of losing that built-in ground you have made up with him being the local boy and having the UK ties. I wish UK had a little more contact than they already have, but there is still so long to go in this kid's recruitment. I mean, he still looks like a child. He still has maturing to do. His game's going to grow. He's going to grow. There's still plenty of time to figure out where he'll fit in at UK and if UK needs him.
Drew, what do you think about the Tennessee baseball coach? You see that, Shannon?
Yeah, I did.
I watched that live. That was awesome.
You watched it live?
Can't argue balls and strikes. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so he gets kicked out, but that happens.
Yeah.
Now, normally it doesn't happen in the College World Series in an elimination game, but it happens. But, Drew, what he said to the umpire, I mean, if you can read lips, you don't see coaches do that a lot.
Those are two words that are very frowned upon on television and in real life, and he was just throwing them at the umpire.
He didn't just say it once. He said it a bunch.
And had another guy holding him back, and it's, you know, I don't know much about how a baseball dugout works, but he was like a lowly assistant. I didn't know they were allowed to snap on umpires.
Yeah, it wasn't even the head coach out there. That's what I was going to say. It was an assistant coach out there.
So can you keep that coach? Can the lowly assistant on national TV call the umpire that and keep his gig?
I mean, they probably sent him out there for a reason so that the head coach didn't get tossed, right?
It's not that he got tossed.
He's like the goon.
It's what he said.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty blatant. And it went viral. So everybody sees a guy in Tennessee gear saying, you blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
That's what hurt him.
Went
you know,
too far.
I mean, there's been other coaches say that before and get kicked out, but for it to go viral, that's where it looked. That's such a bad look for him and the program.
He'll be easy to get rid of because he's a volunteer assistant.
Oh, he's a volunteer.
Yeah. Not like Tennessee volunteer. He's actually an unpaid assistant.
I thought you were making a joke.
He's literally an unpaid assistant that volunteered his time to be there.
I really thought you were making like a little joke. I was like, well done. And
well, as soon as I said it, it hit me that lined up. But no, he's an unpaid guy on that staff. So if they do need to let go of him, it should be fairly easy.
Nick, what's up, Nick? Go ahead, what?
There's more bad news for the UK baseball program.
What's that?
Is it a scoop?
Now, Derek Terry tweeted it out. Their starting catcher, who was the leading hitter, one of the leaders in home runs, RBIs, started every game in the SEC, entered the transfer portal.
What's left?
It's not looking good for our guy, Minji.
Is that the Kessler guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Kessler.
Colton Kessler.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, he's not going to – is he going to be able to survive?
It's going to come out, too. There's some recruits not going to come either.
Oh, well. Nick, go ahead.
I got three quick things. First of all, what do you think about Kentucky playing at Kansas?
Did that come out today?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
It came out during the first hour.
So Kentucky will play Kansas in the SEC Big 12 Challenge?
Yep, in Lawrence.
In Lawrence.
Let's bring it on. Good trip. I'd like to go, actually.
We'll drive.
Okay, the second thing I got, did you see the videos yesterday of all the pitchers getting undressed because of that new baseball rule?
Yeah. Scherzer took his pants off. That was You know, listen, if you're going to enforce a rule, they got to check sometimes. So those dudes, I can understand why it frustrates the dudes, but like if you're going to ban the sticky, then you got to check for the sticky.
Another guy did the same thing last night for the A's. The pitcher took his pants down right in front of everybody.
I mean, but don't you understand it? I mean,
everybody talks about slowing the game down.
But, I mean, if you're not going to check, then what are you going to do?
Every time you throw a strike, you got to drop your pants on the mound.
I don't know if you have to always drop your pants.
I mean, that's what two guys did last night.
But they were being a little dramatic. All right, Nick, what's your third thing?
Do you have any more stuff on the NCAA ruling by the courts?
No, there's no other news. I think we'll probably hear something. I appreciate it. My guess is, Ryan, we hear something from the NCAA either as a Friday news dump or first of next week.
Yeah, because today's what, the 23rd? So a week from today is the deadline, right?
You say a week from today. They're going to have to, I mean, the law goes into effect week from tomorrow.
Wow.
So get ready.
You may be right. It may be a Friday news dump, late Friday afternoon.
That would be my prediction, is they do a Friday news dump and they tell us what the rules are. Joe, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Matt. You mentioned that, it's not why I called, but you mentioned that Indiana Jones movie. Have you ever seen that one?
I have not. The last one I saw was the one with with Sean Connery.
Any other guys, Drew? Ryan, did you guys see that? Ryan's good for an Indiana Jones movie.
Well,
Shannon said
he saw it.
I've seen them all, yeah.
Yeah, I was calling about negative callers, but I have kin that designed and built the room that is a circular room that fills with water in that movie. That's cool.
I like that you use the word kin too. I like that. What's your other
negative
point?
Can I be negative for a minute about negative people?
Be negative about negative people. Go for it.
There's over 1,500 college football transfers every year, more than 100 quarterbacks. To have the 30th best transfer, maybe the 5th or 6th best quarterback, that's something we should be shooting confetti off. That's showing, even if the guy stinks, the fact that we got him says something, and you just celebrate it. And if it doesn't work out, then he was one out of 80 scholarships. I mean, I don't know why anyone would like lose sleep or be upset about that.
Put it a different way, Ryan, we got two of the top 30. I mean, we got two of the top 30 transfers at Kentucky football, Ryan. That never happens.
Like the guy said, we should be shooting off confetti and having a parade on campus or something to get two guys transferred to Kentucky for football.
Yeah, go ahead.
Assuming the free throw league guy hasn't passed away, I don't wish that upon anyone, obviously. But, man, I'm glad that guy doesn't call the pregame show or your show anymore. He would call Buzz and Oscar.
Yeah, he would call us, and then he would call them. He would call them both.
Every time, it was 75% of the calls were like, you're getting pumped for a game, you're excited. He called the 2016 Duke game, I remember, and he complained about the free throw shooting. He said, we would have won the national championship if he had taught them how to shoot free throws. In the semifinal versus Wisconsin, we were 9 of 10. We only missed one. And before that game, he said he hates Duke. But he was going to start rooting for Duke because Calipari has undisciplined people. And it's like, I'm just so glad he doesn't call the pregame. I'm glad that you guys stopped to talk with him.
Just to be clear, and I appreciate the call, I would still take his call now. I just might laugh a little bit. Daryl, what's up, Daryl?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. Got a couple things real quick. Sitting there looking, don't look like Calipari has much interest in Reed, because considering the stuff that's happened with him and Jeff in the past, you would think that it being Cal's head, if I want this kid, I need to get on him early and make sure he's a priority.
That's true. No, I mean, I think there's something to that. What's the second thing? I don't mean to rush you. I just got to go to quick break.
Twice last week you had people, or earlier this week, talk about Pockville. The guy yesterday, you talking about out of touch with reality, talking about, oh, I got a plane, I fly around and hang out in my RV. He just sounded like, he probably went home and bathed in lavender bath bombs. And, I mean, he wants to talk about
like
you out of touch. That guy is so out of touch.
Like
and then J-Rock, J-Rock talking about yesterday, talking about Pockville. I'm telling you right now, we should have never allowed that little prick to be birthed. I mean, me and Mama Rock will have to talk.
Thank you, Daryl. You coming to OVW Saturday, Daryl?
Yes, sir. Done booked my ticket. You better make sure I got good seats, Matt.
All right. OVWrestling.com. A bunch of KSR people bought it yesterday. We might... We have a chance to have our first sellout in a long, certainly since I bought the company, and potentially in a long time, which would be awesome. The guys are excited. So if you want to go, OVWrestling.com. I cannot wait till Shannon comes out, Ryan, and the reaction. Well, all of you, all three of you guys will come out. The reaction's going to be hilarious.
I just have a medic on standby for poor Shannon because he's about to get broke.
You mean for your guy? You got a medic?
I think we might need a medic for you, considering what you're like.
Yeah, don't forget who I got in my corner, Big Mike. Big Mike Bennett.
Big Mike. Speaking of medics, yeah. If you, for the COVID vaccine, get the shot and receive tickets to one of this year's hottest concerts, if you're in Mercer, Montgomery, Estill, Nicholas, or Rockcastle counties, this week, get the shot and you get a pair of concert tickets. KAHP.org. Mercer, Montgomery, Estill, Nicholas, and Rockcastle counties, June 21st through 25th, sponsored by the Kentucky Association of Health Plans. Hottest concert you get to go. That'll be hot.
Justin Time, will he be there?
I'm seeing pictures from this event. A dude shooting fire into the air, like one of those. That's one of those places. If I ever win, I just want to be there during the day.
Yeah. At night, things go down.
Nighttime, it's like, you know what? We're going to go somewhere else. We'll take a break. Be right back.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
When the sun goes down.
Now for more news on the Blue, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. So let me ask you guys this. People are asking if we should do, because we're going to do a road trip. We usually do it in December, but I don't see a game in December that makes a lot of sense. The only one would be Michigan, but, I mean, it's not very far, you know? And do we want to spend a week in Michigan and Minnesota in January and December?
What's the alternative?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I think Kansas is going to be it.
Oh, boy.
But here's what I would say. I'd say we wouldn't go just to Kansas. We'd find stuff around Kansas. Because I'm not spending, even me, I'm not spending
Kansas.
A week in Kansas.
I hate it.
I'm not. But, Ryan, we could maybe go Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, or we could do the Dakotas, Kansas.
We could do New York, then Kansas.
We're not going to do New York, then Kansas. Ryan, would you prefer January around Kansas or December around Michigan?
I'm kind of with you. In December in Michigan may be a little rough, but yeah, we could find something to do maybe. Just don't take us through the Ozarks. Stay away from the Ozarks.
I feel like every trip we've ever done, we're in Kansas and Oklahoma for most of the time.
Well, then I think we go north. So I think that's what we do is we go north, we go up, we hit like Wisconsin.
Go to Green Bay, go to Packers
game.
Well,
maybe that's what we do. I mean, maybe that, well, but it'll be January to be over then.
Oh.
So it'd probably have to be basketball. But we hit like Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and then come down through to Kansas. I think that's the part of the country, Ryan. We haven't been there. Maybe you do that.
True.
It'll be cold, though.
It'll be really cold. But it was cold last year.
But it's going to be cold wherever we go, probably. I mean, yeah. I think that's going to be just what it is. So at Kansas, is that the one?
It's not my pick. But
well, you'd rather do Michigan?
Yeah.
Because the football games don't work either. I mean, the football games are Georgia. That's not very far. South Carolina, Vandy.
Where's the college football playoff this year?
Oh, if we make that, we're going. But that's like when we go to the NCAA tournament. I think it's going to be Kansas. You don't seem very excited, Shannon.
I mean,
I hate Kansas, too. But the game will be fun.
I mean, of all the states.
Drew and I have been to a game at Kansas. And
I've been to a couple. It is crazy.
It's awesome. It really is awesome. And for that game, it'll be awesome. You'll love it. Assuming they let us all in.
The pack a lot true. Of alcohol.
Very unlikely.
Yeah, and we may not all get in at Kansas.
Not big KSR fans there, I hear.
Really? Oh, that's right. We've had a lot.
Well, last time I was there, the Kansas media person came over and said, "Are you Drew from KSR?" And then they started laughing about how much we make fun of Bill Self's hair.
Well, he does have a toupee, but I'm envious of it. That's the thing I keep saying. Like, it's a good. Like, I think he has the best toupee in America. Who's got a better
if you're ranking the top toupees.
Who's better? Give me a better toupee.
Hoops-wise?
Carl Ravitch.
I love Hoops-wise, but it's not better.
It's close.
Didn't you say he puts it on backwards sometimes?
That was not for air.
It looks like it might be backwards. Yeah.
That was not for air, Shannon.
You said it on the air one time.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You need to stop. Carl Ravitch. If that's true,
that's
Ryan,
not a hair
I mean, you keep saying that, but I'm not sure you have proof of that.
Insiders say.
Give Carl Ravitch hair.
Who's
insiders?
He's analyzing his hair.
Yeah.
He's got good hair, so if he does. The only reason Drew and I know about it is we saw the clips. Mm-hmm. Like, we were sitting right next to him at Peach Jam, and I kind of found myself staring. And you could see
it. Like any good journalist, I actually have a second source, that pretty good scoop, that confirmed he had some solid work done.
That was the year that Drew took two pictures. One was of the Bill Self hairpiece, and another is a Snapchat of Mike Krzyzewski, which if he ever got out. You still have that picture, Drew?
No, that's long gone, but I had fun drawing on his face on Snapchat.
I remember that.
One person we're not children when we did it, but we acted like children. Speaking of people who don't call anymore, one person writes, what happened to Nate, the dude that bit someone's finger off?
I remember
true.
That. Keep your name.
He didn't like me, though. Yeah, eventually, he turned on me and said for me to keep my name out his mouth, or keep his name out my mouth.
Yeah.
Something I liked him, though.
There were some good callers back in those days that we've not heard from.
Well,
in
the
years.
Thing was those callers. The thing was those callers called every day, and now it's just harder for people to get in. Like Wildcat Corey is on. I'll use him next if I can get to him. Kevin, are you ready? Kevin,
hey, what's happening?
You're my garbage man, Kevin, right?
It's me, buddy. What's going on upstate?
Will you do the horse thing when I get to it right here?
Do what now?
Will you do the horse voice when I get to it?
The horse voice? Can I say like something like Wilbur or something like that?
You can say whatever you want. Here we go. Just when I cue you, go. Do you pay an electric bill every month? Have you noticed how it keeps going up? Well, you can eliminate your electric bill today with Stallion Solar. $0 down, zero out of pocket. Visit stallionsolar.com and fill out the form to have all your questions answered. There's no reason for you not to do this. Kentucky guys based in Richmond creating jobs. It's Stallion Solar. The customers produce so much electric for a lot of these folks, they get the money back from the power companies. Go to stallionsolar.com and fill out a questionnaire and you'll be ready. Come ride with us, Kevin, at stallionsolar.com.
That was a sick horse.
Yeah.
That was a horse that needs some medicine.
Yeah.
Real, what do you got, Kevin?
I got a couple things for you. I was in the truck earlier. I hadn't heard that guy talking about that cave or whatever.
Yeah.
Going down in. Now, I'm with you guys. I ain't much on that, but now I don't think. I got a cave old dude sent to me here last week, and he was talking like a joke. Was saying, like, we should go do this.
Go for it.
I don't think I can say the name of it, but I'd like y'all just check it out and see kind of what you're dealing with. I think it's on YouTube. It's like H-E-double-L hole.
I'm not totally following everything he's saying. Email it to me, Kevin. Matt.Jones@KentuckySportsRadio, okay?
I'll try, but I ain't good with that technology stuff now.
I understand. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm thinking about coming up Lexington way this week. Me and my buddy, we're going to swing by KSR Bar.
Please do.
Find a wing fan.
Please do.
I'm a wing guy. What recommendation for wings would you all have? Something that's hot, but not something that's going to send me straight to the bathroom.
KS Bar. KS Bar sauce. That's what I'd get. Let me know when you come, Kevin, okay?
Probably. I'm thinking about coming Saturday is when I'm going to be here.
All right. If you're there during the day, I'll see if I can come. If at night, we got wrestling. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to Wildcat Corey. I got a minute.
Hey, Matt. I just wanted to give a big shout-out. And I love you, Vince Merrill, for offering my nephew, Juwan Northers, and running back out of Louisville, man. Let's go!
So your nephew got offered a football scholarship? Well, here you go.
He's dropped the mic, didn't he?
That's exciting, isn't it, Drew? Because, you know, we got Wildcat Corey's nephew is a great football player, and Hink's son is a really good basketball player, Ryan, for Western High School.
Western High School is going to be dominant in the next couple years. You just wait. They are the king out of Louisville.
Hink's son is very good. Jerry Eves is here. He comes on next here on 1080. You should listen to him if you don't regularly. Start now on talkradio1080.com. KS Bar trivia tonight. Bring a team out and come see Shannon get his butt kicked at OVW.
That ain't going to happen.
Thank you very much. We will see you all later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.